شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید. گزارشات عالی را در sbs.com.au/dari پیدا کنید.
دانستن زبان انگلیسی می تواند به بهبود کیفیت زندگی شما در استرالیا کمک کند. SBS مجموعه پادکست دارد که در آن اصطلاحات روزمره زندگی در استرالیا توضیح داده می شود. با گوش دادن به این درس ها مهارت انگلیسی خود را تقویت کنید، در مورد استرالیا بهتر بیاموزید و همزمان از وقتتان لذت ببرید. این شما و این هم آخرین قسمت انگلیسی بیاموزید SBS.
Learning English helps me to talk about my kids.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Parents are everywhere. In supermarkets, they walk with one hand on a trolley and the other holding a child. At food courts, they try to find a moment of peace in between feeding children and changing their nappies. On playgrounds, they try to put an end to fights over toys and cheer on kids as they run around or play on the swings and slides. Hi, my name is Josipa, and as someone without children myself, I've noticed something fascinating. Parents are everywhere, and most of them just can't stop talking about their offspring. A person's offspring are their biological children, like your daughter or your son. My friends, Alan and Claire, like to talk about their offspring like generals talking about war strategies. And more often than not, they complain. Today, Alan and Claire met at the local park. Let's see if they're complaining today as well.
My kids are driving me nuts. I swear, getting my two to do their homework is like pulling teeth.
I hear you. Emily is the same.
Tim and Jack would rather play video games all day. It's just so exhausting keeping on at them all the time.
I get it. I have to nag Emily about everything.
Right now, I can't even get Tim and Jack to pick up their socks.
Hang in there. They'll get there in the end.
While working on this episode, I found a quote that I liked and thought I'd like to share it with you. It's from an unknown author and goes like this. Being a parent can be tough, but just remember, in your child's eyes, nobody does it better than you. You know what maybe could help during those tough days? Talking to other parents, of course, because you share secret codes that other people with kids can readily understand. So, let's practice some phrases you can use when your children are challenging. Alan first said,
"My kids are driving me nuts."
If something or someone drives you nuts, they make you feel stressed or frustrated. You can use this phrase in a lot of different situations. For example, the other day, when my phone fell out of my bag, the screen cracked. And now it's driving me nuts because I can't see anything on my screen. And I'm very impatient. So waiting in a long queue at the supermarket also drives me nuts. But enough about me. Alan also said,
"I swear, getting my two to do their homework is like pulling teeth."
Here, Alan is saying that getting his kids to do their homework is very difficult, just like trying to pull teeth out. A very hard job indeed. How about your kids? Is getting them to study like pulling teeth? Or are they really into their studies? If somebody is into something, they enjoy doing it. For example, I'm really into singing. I really enjoy it. However, that doesn't mean I'm good at it. I just really like it. But let's say your kid is into their studies and they did really well on their maths test. You could say,
she aced the maths test they had last week.
She aced her maths test. So, when you ace something, you do it extremely well or complete it perfectly. In Australia, specifically in Melbourne, people and things can also be ace. For example,
my mates are ace.
That sandwich is ace.
If something is ace, it is excellent. Alan's kids are not into studying because, as Alan says,
Tim and Jack would rather play video games all day.
Tim and Jack prefer to play video games all day. Here's another example. I would rather walk 100 kilometers than go for a dental checkup. I prefer to walk 100 kilometers than to go for a dental checkup. Alan also said,
it's just so exhausting to keep on at them all the time.
To keep on at someone means to keep reminding them or asking them to do something. When I was little, my mom had to keep on at me to do my homework. It's not that I was lazy. I just preferred doing other things. Do you find you have to keep on at somebody to do something? Claire has to keep on at Emily. And how do we know that? Well, because Claire said,
I have to nag Emily about everything.
To nag someone means to keep asking or reminding them to do something over and over again, to the point that it becomes annoying. So, if your kid keeps calling for you to do something for them over and over again, you could say that they're nagging you. I hope that doesn't happen too often. Some of my girlfriends say they have days when they don't have time to brush their hair because their children are keeping on at them for something. On those days, I try to, you know, stop by their house and make them a cup of tea and just say,
they'll get there in the end.
She means that they will grow up and things will be better. Sometimes taking this longer-term view can be very helpful when you are dealing with children every day. They will grow up in the end. And when they grow up, they'll become responsible. That is, they will be trusted to do things on their own and do what they have to do without a lot of help or reminders. One day, they will also be independent, meaning they will do things by themselves and will be able to make decisions without always needing someone else to tell them what to do. Now, I hope you don't think I'm nagging you by asking you to listen to Alan and Claire with me once more. Let's go.
My kids are driving me nuts. I swear, getting my two to do their homework is like pulling teeth.
I hear you. Emily is the same.
Tim and Jack would rather play video games all day. It's just so exhausting keeping on at them all the time.
I get it. I have to nag Emily about everything.
Right now, I can't even get Tim and Jack to pick up their socks.
Hang in there. They'll get there in the end.
Instead of inviting one guest, I have found many interesting voices for this episode. These people are in the best position to tell us what parents complain about the most when it comes to kids.
My parents say that I talk back too much. and that I need to have a better attitude. And my parents also complain about how much, like, stuff I have. They're like my room is, like, really messy and I need to clean it up because I have stuff all over my floor. And they also have to make me, like, a piece of fruit before I have to eat anything unhealthy, which is really annoying because fruit's really disgusting. And, like, especially my mum, she makes me eat fruit before I eat something. And I think my parents should buy my friends birthday presents and not make me have to use my own money, so I get so broke by buying them their own birthday presents that cost like $40 each. So, yeah.
My parents, they always complain about me because I don't clean my room and ignore them when they ask me to do things. And also when they say screen time's over, I run away with my iPad, but if it's with TV, it always fails because my dad turns the internet off. If I could complain about my parents, I would complain that they could wake me up later because I'm always very sleepy. I wish they could give me more screen time because I like watching videos on YouTube and... But other than that, they're very good parents, but yeah, I love them.
Mum complains about my time management, taking her phone without permission, about me not practicing my violin. My dad complains about me not eating my dinner, about me staying in the shower too long. My dad complains about when I keep asking for something after being told no 10 times. Like to complain a lot.
My mom complains me to clean the toys. My dad shouts at me very loud because I do bad things and he shouts, ah! My dad is working all day and night. My mom is nice, love heart. I love you.
How cute was that? I'm literally melting. A big thanks to our today's experts, to Oli, Leonel, Milana, and Matthew. You guys were great. And your parents too. Thank you so much. Now, it's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to nag someone?
To nag someone means to keep asking or reminding them to do something over and over again, to the point that it becomes annoying.
If something or someone drives you nuts, they...
If something or someone drives you nuts, they make you feel stressed or frustrated.
Let's now practice saying some phrases you can use to complain about your kids.
My kids are driving me nuts.
It's just exhausting trying to keep on top of them all the time.
I have to nag them about everything.
Before we end this episode, I'd like to take a moment to say thank you, Olga, Lucia, for your email. Olga, I hope the resources my manager Janine sent you were helpful. And to answer your question about how to understand Australian conversations better, I have found that joining different classes or community groups each year really helps. Last year, I took an acting class. Then I joined a community choir. And now I'm planning to do a pottery class. I meet a lot of interesting people this way, and all these interactions help me improve both my understanding of the Australian accent and my speaking skills. So that's what I do. Does anyone else have any advice on how to understand the Australian accent? If you do, please share it with us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning with me.
می‌خواهید این گونه گزارش‌ها را بیشتر بشنوید؟ با این گزارشات از طریق اپل پادکاست، گوگل پادکاست، سپاتیفای و یا هر جایی که پادکاستتان را می‌گیرید گوش دهید.